Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you report somebody for having a house party? Now, we have spoken about this in the show before, in the height of the pandemic back in April and May. But it seems to be an issue again. And as you know, Dublin is facing further restrictions and house parties seem to be the blame for the rise in cases, according to some experts. I don't necessarily believe that completely, but however, according to the experts, that's the problem, is the houses, right? So people in their houses. In the UK, they've introduced what they call the rule of six, which essentially means no more than six people in a household. And most likely, that will be the way it'll be in Dublin from tomorrow. They've already said that it'll maybe, you know, six people plus one person from another one other household, but they said they may restrict that to nobody from another household. So maybe just six people as of from tomorrow. So we may have the rule of six here tomorrow, okay? Now, the UK Crime Minister said people should report their neighbours for any suspected breaches of the rule of six. Now, asked on BBC Radio 4, today's programme, whether a person should report a gathering of seven or more in a neighbour's garden, the minister said it is open to neighbours to do exactly that through the non-emergency number. And if they are concerned and they do see that kind of thing, then absolutely they should think about it. Now, given the tight restrictions that will be imposed on Dublin and the fact that the entire country is going to be asked to limit social contacts and not have house parties, would you report a neighbour if they disobeyed? Or do you think people should mind their own goddamn business? Stop turning against each other. Would you report a neighbour if they set up a hotline, which I think, well, the hotline is this, enter the guards. If they set up a hotline and, you know, you're peeping out your bedroom window and you notice two doors down, Mary and her husband on Sunday on the nice weather had, you know, their cousin and their sister-in-law and brother-in-law and two kids over, right? Which will break the rules because, and they already have five in their family, let's say themselves. Now you're already over the six and they're from different households. So they're not from the same household. So as and from tomorrow, they'd be breaking that rule. Would you ring up the authorities and say, listen, me neighbours, she has her sister-in-law in the house and her two kids. And her mother is there as well. All right, they're all dropped over. They're all out the back garden having a can of beer and a bit of a barbecue. Not making any noise around like that. They're just there, you know what I mean? Do you want to come up and get the guards up sorted out? They're breaking the COVID. Would you report them? Let me know if you would report people who are breaking the rules. In general, would you report? I mean, the rules will be strict from tomorrow again, in Dublin only, of course. Now, across the rest of the country, you're still at level two. We're at level two. Because the minister said this is clear. Clear as mud, if you ask me. We're at level 2.5. Tomorrow, we won't be at level three. We'll be at level 3.5. But we could be higher, but we won't be at level four. That's how clear this is, by the way. Abundantly clear. And Stephen Donnelly tried to say there wasn't mixed messaging. There clearly is mixed messaging. It's all over the kip. You can go to Berlin, but you can't go to Bundoran. Yeah, something along those lines. All right. By the way, Neffet says Dublin pubs and restaurants can only offer takeaways and outdoor dinings for 3 weeks. This is just coming in the news now. What? It's not in yet. Now, this is just a recommendation, so I don't want people to panic. Restaurants and pubs may only be permitted to offer a takeaway service and outdoor dining when the new COVID restrictions are introduced to Dublin. I can't say that is for sure. This is being reported at the moment in the Irish Independent, who are normally right. And on that, it's Neffet have recommended this to government. Now it's up to the government whether they want to implement this, but it seems Stephen Donnelly does everything that Neffet tells him, generally speaking. I would think this is a disaster. And I know the rest of you who are not from Dublin say, ah, ye Dubs deserve it, for God's sake. So we had to put up with it in Kildare. Remember, we're talking about an economy here. Think about it like this. The people from Dublin, it's a much denser population, so of course we're going to have higher numbers of cases. It's a much bigger population and a denser population. Cork, for example, wouldn't have as many cases, even though they have a fair population because it's a much bigger county. So the population is not as dense. So we have to think about this logically, right? Also, many of those cases would be asymptomatic. They would be picked up by PCR. They may not even be infected right now. They could be infected 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it's not accurate. So we're basing this on cases. And if Dublin closes, which essentially is what they're doing tomorrow in some sense, or closing business, a lot of business, And people can't leave Dublin, or they're asking people not to leave Dublin, as in from tomorrow. They're booked in hotels for staycations in Galway, Limerick, Cork, and all around the country, in Kerry and everywhere else. And that has a knock-on effect throughout the whole country. That's a third of the population are now not allowed to travel around the country to bring business to the rest of the country. And also, economists believe that closing Dublin, if they did close it completely, as we did back in you know, 3 or 4 months ago, cost the economy €1 billion per week. At the moment, some economists believe we're already 80 billion in on COVID-19. If this continues and we continue to close business, we continue to destroy the economy, we will have no money for the health service. So think about that. That's on a very serious note. We've got to think about that logically. As it is already, our waiting list to see consultants is at about approximately 1 million people. That's a fifth of the population are waiting to see a doctor or consultant. That number is rising and rising and rising because we're not dealing with it. Think about this. If we continue down the route we're going down of uncertainty, it's a disaster for the country. But you make up your own mind of whatever you think is more important. All right, now, forget about that for the moment. I'll come back to those new restrictions, and they've mentioned a few of them in the Irish Independent. I'll come to them in a few minutes. Let me get back to snitching on your neighbours. Would you tell on them? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Jimmy, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jimmy? How you doing, Jimmy? Jimmy, good. In the UK, people are being encouraged actively with hotline numbers to tell on their neighbours if they've more than six people in their house from the same family. Would you do it? Yeah.
Rat on your neighbour.
Yeah, rat on your neighbour.
Well, I suppose it would be a case of let they who have never sinned throw the first stone, because there could be other things that they could rat on you about, maybe, you know, planning permission or having an affair or whatever would be going on. Like, it could get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not see in this little country, the size of it, must be one of the smallest countries in Europe, how are they going to police that? You know, somebody with a grudge against you will report you. No party whatsoever going on. Hotline, like, you don't even have to give your name. It's not going to work.
No, I mean, you can go, how you doing, Jimbo here. Me neighbour Mick down the road, you know, has his mother-in-law, his sister-in-law and her husband and the two kids are in the back garden with the family. That's breaking the rules.
Yeah, disgruntled, broke-up couples who, you know, think nothing about grassing each other up for the slightest thing. They move in on that there. So the guards, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's going to be parties. There's the young people, you have to understand, people in their teens and that. It's what they do. But all young, this is a whole new situation that people find themselves in. And let's be fair about it. Nobody believes the media. Nobody in their right mind would listen to the media. So they've lost their power to talk to people, and because of what they've done in previous with Brexit and that, and all the nonsense they talked about what would happen if Brexit happened, and it never materialised, any of it. So I think the media needs to be changed, especially the national at RTE, before anybody can listen to them, or people switch them off.
So do you think that people, the citizens, so to speak, are losing faith in the government and their advice?
Yeah, but the media, the national media, not your own show, but the national media are the government. They're the mouthpiece for the government. And that's, people have copped onto that. A lot of people have copped onto that in Ireland in the last, especially in the last few months, protests and that outside of RTE. I think the government, if it needs
but you,
to be
you,
serious,
in fairness, Jimmy, you have a bit of a grudge against RTE anyway. And I understand that. I understand why you would. Because during the abortion referendum, you know, they got a, in fairness, you know, you got a tough deal from RTE. They didn't really, I suppose, cover both
this
sides.
This is a very serious, like, no matter who's listening or who's not listening or what business you're not in, this thing has potential to target everybody. So we're all in it together, no matter what they say or don't say. But I would say a good move would be to see maybe the president or the senior politicians taking a huge pay cut in solidarity with the people who are suffering during the COVID. That would send a good
Well, you know that's not going to happen, don't you?
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of message that needs to be sent. Look, we're hitting the pocket the same as everybody else. After cutting the social welfare, after cutting the COVID payments, if they really genuinely and sincerely want to be at one with the people, that's what they should do. The president,
not a bad idea, No, it's a good idea, and I couldn't agree with you more, because if they don't, they're disconnected from the people. Yeah, I get you. Okay, back to snitching. Back to snitching.
His job because he has to wear a mask and he can't travel abroad. He can't be the diplomat that he was. So, in fairness, he's not working. And I'm sure if it was put to the man, I'm sure he should be on the COVID payment. At least he doesn't have to pay a mortgage. He's living out there in a big house in the Phoenix Park, but just fit 500 people in. Like, this is the approach that has to be taken. Salary cuts at RTE to be at one with the people and open RTE up to allow people in there who are suffering, not politicians or anybody from the ordinary person needs to be heard during this crisis.
Okay, but in relation to, say, these new restrictions on Dublin in particular, now I know you're not from Dublin, right? But if you saw in your local town or village, wherever you happen to be from, Jimmy, no comment. If you saw, you know, a group of dubs coming in into the local restaurant or bar or pub, you know, on a weekend away or something like that, young, maybe, you know, 25-year-olds, would you be on to the guards?
Well, I heard a Navin man this morning talking on the, he's on Facebook or one of them things anyway, someone sent me the video. And they say that the people in County Meath and Kildare and Wicklow are looking forward to Dublin's being locked down, that they can leave the key in the front door again and you don't have to chain your bicycle to the railings and that kind of stuff. But I suppose...
That's not very nice, is it?
No, it's not, but that's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like out around the border and counties, if you go in for petrol, you have to pay for the petrol and pump number one, the one nearest to the road, because they're driving off. But anyway, no, Dublin, I don't think that's going to work either. That's not going to work.
Okay, but you wouldn't be snitching on anybody? No.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Oh, well, stay there for a second, Jimmy. Davis, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Davis?
Well, how's it going? Are you well?
How's it cutting?
You cut me off the last time very quick now when I told you Dublin would get locked down.
Well, you were right, weren't you?
Wasn't I right? Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so yeah. I'm sure you're... I don't think you're pleased by that, are you?
Look at Leash and Offaly and Gilead were locked down and we got through it, okay? The country's back up and running, okay? If Dublin... Not everybody in Dublin, okay? If Dublin started behaving themselves, doing what they're told, we get back to normal eventually. I was on the show last week and I said this and you fairly cut me off, so you did.
I didn't cut you off.
You're going for every excuse, blame this person, blame Dublin, blame this. I guarantee if that was found in Cork or Limerick, you wouldn't be talking about that on the show.
I would. Should we broadcast? We have a big listenership in Cork and Limerick.
No. This is outside Dublin.
So you think that most of us in the media think Dublin is the centre of the earth?
Hang on. If Dublin's doing everything right, this wouldn't be happening. If you're pulling together in Dublin,
but it's a big, yeah, but it's a big county and it's a densely populated county.
How about the other counties in Ireland? Are they not big?
But they're not as densely populated as Dublin.
Hang on now. What do you mean not as populated?
Densely populated, I'm talking about. The density of the population is to do with how quickly this thing spreads around.
Yeah, and it spreads around because people are not obeying the rules. They're not doing what they're doing.
But most people are.
Tell me who... Yeah, everybody's doing right apart from the people in Dublin.
Right, well, okay.
Not everybody in Dublin. Not everybody.
Not everybody, no.
Yes, not everybody.
But I think probably the guiltiest parties are the younger people, but I don't blame them. They are young people. They meet up with their friends and they go out for a drink.
There's plenty of place in Crow Park for that holds 85,000 people. Mm. And there's plenty of place in Hill 16 there for the Dublin people. Let them go there and squander if they want there. But I guarantee you, they won't be coming down to the country booking in and booking the weddings from Dublin into the country, transferring the wedding from a hotel into the country. Because that's not going to happen.
Why? Would you snitch?
And if the country comes back to a lockdown, it'll come from the people in Dublin.
I know you said you're from Meath.
Never mind where I'm from.
Okay, the point is, if they come into your town and village, and as I said to Jimmy, if you've seen a group of dubs, right, say 7 or 8 of them on a weekend away, you know, maybe 25, 30-year-olds, and they walked into your local for a few pints, would you be on to the guards?
They wouldn't get served.
Oh, they wouldn't get served?
Definitely not get served.
Why? It would be an hour trying to get through to the Garda station. That's the way the Garda station
keep them in. And the people in Galway as well. Keep them in the way from all of
so
them.
So keep the dubs out?
We built Dublin. The culture built Dublin.
Oh, right. Digits, right. I thought it was the other way around, in fairness,
no,
but however.
No. Yeah. Come on, Niall. You're backing up Dublin there every
Well, I am from Dublin,
there.
But I am from Dublin.
Yeah, of course. That's why you're backing up.
Yeah, but hang on, Jimmy, did you hear him? He said that wherever he's from, I don't know if he owns a pub or not.
Never mind, I have a name now. Come on, don't be cutting me smart again.
I'm just saying, he won't. You are, he said
right.
They wouldn't
you're
serve the dubs. They wouldn't
this is my second time on the show.
I know, Davis.
Yeah, the last time I was on, dude, not one of your listeners could answer my question, and you cut me fairly short the last time. Now you're cutting me off again.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm just going back to Jimmy. I'm just asking Jimmy a question. Jimmy, you heard what David said. They wouldn't serve the Dubs.
Good luck with ringing a Garda station, because you'd be very lucky to get through to a Garda station the way things are now. There's nobody. The guards are not there in the stations. The money isn't there to pay the guards. And they're being, the guards are on borrowed. The guards are on borrowed time. You don't get rid of the guard station. So I couldn't see that one working out about ringing guards.
Yeah. But you see, we are doing everything right down here. We don't ring the guards, you see.
You
the people
want to
are doing
to
everything
party.
Right, we don't ring the guards. And the
you
people
want to
are
go
doing
to
right.
A house party where people are smoking cannabis and snorting cocaine. You want to send two little guards out there where they want a female and they only look about 15 or 16 the way they dress up and all.
Well, you
want
to smoke
send
the
them
cannabis,
out to a house
to
party?
You smoke the cannabis?
I'm saying, would you want to send them kind
he
of...
He said,
young
no,
guards?
Jimmy, he said you smoke
the
cannabis.
Jimmy, I'm asking you, do you smoke the cannabis, see ya?
It's the army that should be sending them out.
You don't answer the question.
You won't answer the question.
I have no comment.
Well, then, there you go. There you go.
I know he does listen to Rastafarian music, all right. But I don't think
well,
he smokes the cannabis.
Is Dublin pulled together and the country... Look, the country's back up and running apart from Dublin. I can drive from one county to another, but I won't drive into Dublin.
We have a government. We have a government that hasn't been elected. We have a government with no
mandate
from
the
people.
The government.
I'm just
hold
on. We have a government, and this is how the people feel. The people did not vote for.
Never mind about
they voted
what happened
Gale,
about what
Gale
happened about
government
to get locked down. That's all.
Listen,
what happened.
You're probably getting big grants off the government.
No,
that's
I'm not.
Why you're pro government. You know,
I'm not getting
I know
any grants.
I understand
I'm
where you're coming from.
I'm working from home. See, that's the problem in Dublin. You don't know how to work from home. That's one problem as well, you see.
Are you a farmer, David?
No, I'm not a farmer. I'm not a farmer.
I was just wondering if you're a farmer.
What's that got to do with it?
I'm just wondering, because you seem quite pro-government. Are the government giving you a few quid?
No. I work from home. I'll tell you what I do. I actually work from home.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to know what you do. That's your own business.
Yeah. But we're all about,
not
this, about the fight. Look, now, see, there...
You don't seem to like the Dubs.
I do like the Dubs, but I do like the Dubs.
You just told me a minute ago you wouldn't serve them if they came into a bar that you were in.
No, they wouldn't get served anyway. They wouldn't get served because they'd be breaking the rules. They won't start booking hotels down the country because they won't get booked in.
When they hear the Dublin accent, they won't book them.
No. They won't get booked in because the groups... We're not going to have the Dubs come here.
But let me go back to the original question that I was talking about this thing they're doing in England. They have a hotline number for people to snitch on each other. Like, if you saw a group of Dubs in your town, would you call the guards?
See now, you're going back to the very same question you asked me.
I know, but you haven't really answered me.
Every other county in Ireland, yes, we would. And that's why every other county in Ireland are working and everything's coming back. All the shops are open. The restaurants and the pubs are back open on Monday, and the pubs are already open.
So are you happy, are you kind of saying to yourself, well, I told you so, when you see now there's a suggestion now they might be closing the restaurants and bars and only doing takeaways. Are you kind of happy to see that? Is it told you?
We had to do that, hadn't we, at the start?
But if this is going to destroy business for a lot of places all over Dublin.
Over Dublin?
Yeah.
Yes, but they'll work, he told them to work from home if possible.
What, work in a restaurant and serve food from at home?
No. Everybody else had to get the glorified repayment when the country was locked down. It's very simple. Don't just be saying Dublin. I guarantee if you were a DJ down the coffee, you wouldn't be talking about this.
The COVID payment is not down to the Irish government. That's down to the European Union if they can borrow the money. Ireland is not Ireland anymore. If you know that or not. It's up to Europe whether Ireland can borrow the money or where Paddy can take the same social welfare payment as they're getting across the rest of Europe, and that's what they're trying to introduce here now. They're using COVID as an excuse to do away with social welfare.
But Jimmy, we had all this at the start, Jimmy. They're all getting a €350 a week at the payment. Now, the country's coming back, apart from Dublin, everybody's coming back to normal working. The restaurants are open, the takeaways are open, the pubs are open, they're doing the proper restrictions out of the country.
Coming back to normal.
What I would say, the county Dublin, why you're Galway, that's why.
I don't know where Jimmy is. I don't know what county Jimmy is in.
Yeah.
But things are coming back to normal, are they?
See, he's working driving outside Dublin, that's why you don't see. You're not allowed to drive outside the county. That's the problem.
Sure, Dublin City Centre is empty. All these units that there wasn't going to be enough for Brexit are up for sale or to let.
I'm just telling you, don't be outside anywhere. What has Brexit got to do with this? Tell me. What has Brexit got to do with the virus?
They said there wouldn't be enough. This is why people are not believing the government. They said that there wouldn't be enough.
No, you said if Brexit won't be in, this virus will go away. Is that what you're trying to say? Don't be bringing Brexit into it, Jimmy. Just think about
Michael,
it.
Michael Higgins, D. Higgins is his name, right? He should be on this show tonight. He's too good. He thinks he's too good to come on to the Niall Boylan show. And he's such a great speaker. And with his old nonsense poetry.
So what's he hiding down in the Phoenix Park.
He should be addressing the nation through every radio station.
What's he going to
not
say?
Just being privileged at RTE.
But respect now, Jimmy. Michael D. Higgins doesn't have any power. He doesn't make any decisions.
He should be on here tonight. Telling people, answering questions, if they're as clever
that's
as nonsense, they think they are.
That's rubbish you're talking. Rubbish. How would he come on the show and tell people what to do?
And you can say what you like, because County Louth is going to be locked down as well.
David, are you telling me you've never broken any of the rules? In the last 7 months, are you telling me you did everything you were told? You didn't slip up at all?
Everybody pulled together.
I didn't ask you that question. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, have you broken any of the rules?
No, I didn't.
Right.
That's the lie detector. There you go again. You've done this the very last time I was on the show. You're trying to cut me off.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm only asking you a question.
No, Jimmy.
He says he didn't break any of the rules.
No, I didn't.
Well, the lie detector, I can hear it going off.
Jimmy has a lie detector. I'll ask you again, David. Did you break any of the rules given by the government in the last 7 months?
No, I did not.
Jimmy's lie detector's on fire tonight.
That's why every other county's back up and coming back to normal, and it's getting there. And you're on the show because Dublin. And I said, Throw Park will hold 85,000.
Well, the GAA are not getting back. The swimming pools are not open. The hairdressers are limited. The beauty salons are not open. The pubs are not open. So I don't understand what you're talking about. We're getting back to normal. We don't know what this thing is.
We don't even know what normal is anymore.
There's an ignorance about this COVID-19. So I don't know, in County Louth, you're going to be closed down next month, next week,
why
or the week after.
Closed down next week for? Why would we be closed?
The wee county is going to be in lockdown.
They're going to be closed down.
Yeah, the figures for Louth weren't that good, actually, in fairness, David. You could be next.
No. Look at...
Yes, they're all hanging around together in fields. And
I tell you, Niall, if Dublin get to the Crow Park, we'll be playing on the road. He'll have 85,000 supporters and it'll be all Dublin watching them. So let them all huddle in there, because we will, and don't let them have all outside the county either.
Okay, well, stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me just go to Dermot. Dermot, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Dermot?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, where do you start? Jimmy and Coco the Clown.
And
the first thing I'd say to Jimmy, read your Bible, Jimmy. It's those who have not sinned, cast the first stone, not throw the first stone, Jimmy. Very surprised at you there, you being a Bible bashing man.
Not a lie.
Sorry, Jeremy, what do you want to say?
I want to jump out the top.
Let me go back to the original question. I mean, in England, they're encouraging people to snitch on each other if there's more than six in a house. The rule of six, as they call it. More than likely, we'll have the rule of six tomorrow in Dublin, not the rest of the country. Would you?
Of course not the rest of the country.
Okay, we know that, David.
Of course not the rest of the country.
Okay, David, relax for a second. Dermot, would you snitch?
Would I snitch? No, if it was, as I said to ask, if it was a well-organised group of people who were behaving themselves and just generally quietly having, you know, if the weather's going, they're out in the back garden and they're not minding anybody and everything is hunky-dory, no problem. But if it was...
But they are breaking the rules, of course.
Yeah, they are breaking the rules and, I'm not going to go for that. But, I mean, if there's a lot of... If you look out and you see 15 or 20 teenagers and they're roaring and shouting and music blaring and drinks flying and all sorts of carry on,
Okay, well, let me ask you another question. So your wife, you go home tonight, and your wife, are you married, Dermot? You are, aren't you?
No, I'm a partner.
Oh, your partner, okay. So your partner says to you, listen, Mary and Paddy up the road are having Jenny and Fran around and their two kids, you know, on a Sunday. Yeah. Like, there'll be about eight of us and they're inviting us over for dinner there. Are you right? Would you turn around and say, we can't go because that'll be over six people from different households?
No, I wouldn't.
You'd go, would you?
I probably would go, yeah. I would go.
There you go, Davis. There's the jobs for you.
It would depend on the people that are there. If there are adults there and everybody's behaving themselves and nobody's making a fucking idiot of themselves.
Yeah, but you're breaking the rules, though. You're breaking the rules.
Absolutely breaking the rules.
Well, then, that's why Dublin's not back up and running. Because you, clowns like you are breaking the rules. Pretty simple. Very simple.
David, Coco, I don't know what to call you.
No, you're probably stuck in Dublin. You can't get out of Dublin. That's the problem. You can't go for your point.
That's the problem. I don't want it, David. I don't want to get out of Dublin. Dublin is my county.
Well, get on your rusty bike because you probably have the car to drive out of the country. You wouldn't be allowed in the country. That's why. You can't get out of Dublin. That's your problem now in Dublin.
No.
You can't go to your point.
I have no issue with that. I'm happy enough. If Dublin has to batten down the hatches for the next couple of weeks, so be it.
Fair play to you. Like every other county had to do it.
On a very serious note, and it's been proven over the last, with the figures that have come out, that about 60-70% of all the cases in the last 3 or 4 days are from private residents and from predominantly young people. So, and unfortunately, who's taking the brunt of it? The pubs are taking it, and the restaurants are taking it, and businesses. Perfectly legitimate businesses who are entitled under the Constitution to earn a living have been told to fuck off and stay closed. And meanwhile, they will not bring a courtly win. They will not do anything regarding these house parties. And that is what is inflating the fucking numbers. And unfortunately, there you go. The businesses all have to pay the price for the young people.
Yeah. But it's a problem.
You have a point.
Sorry?
You get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, but what about the Fairview Park there in Dublin? That'll be full of people.
It was full of people today, actually. I saw people today.
So there you go again.
But it won't be.
Is he right? I mean,
there you go. The place is full in Dublin. I guarantee you Phoenix Park will be full.
Mind you, the Taoiseach himself at one point there, Leo, was in the Phoenix Park.
David, you're talking about. We're not talking about a little Mickey Mouse.
I know we're not talking about
Mickey Mouse. Where you come from. Possibly. I'm not sure if you come from a city or a
No, village. He comes from a village.
You come from a village where everybody knows each other and everybody is related to each other.
I know where you're going with that.
No, absolutely.
And there's loads of people called Martin and Sharon.
I bet you, David,
there's loads of people in your village called Martin, is there?
Loads.
Dale, I guarantee you, if I was in Dublin, I was thinking about this, you'd be backing up the people in the country.
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
You cannot, this argument cannot be justified dealing with villages around in rural Ireland.
We're not talking about villages around Ireland.
A major city like Dublin that has a million and a half or 2 million citizens.
1.7 by day, 1.5 I think it is by night.
What about Cork and Limerick?
Nowhere close to the population of Dublin.
What about Waterford, Cork and Limerick, Galway?
If you add them all together, you might get the population of Dublin.
Are they closed?
No.
Well then, thank you very much.
What are you saying thank you very much for?
Sorry, Jimmy.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What are you trying to say to him?
The cities are doomed anyway. London, New York, Dublin,
Paris,
really
Munich,
a small city. There's too many people living.
There's too many people living in
the cities for this disease. They don't even know they don't even know what this is. They're bluffing. They're making it up as they go along, hoping it was going to go away. But now it's coming back round two. And Europe's not ready for it. America's not ready for it. They've got nothing in place for young people for the winter who would normally take their children maybe to a shopping centre to get in the dark, cold days of the winter. The shopping centre is going to be gone. The churches are gone. Everything is gone. They should be looking at what's going to happen for these people for the winter.
Hang on, Jimmy. I'm not getting into it. The reason the churches are gone because there was shoulder on Sunday on the campus. They're caught with overcrowding the churches. That's why the churches are gone.
Churches are open. The churches are open.
Yeah, but they've limited the parishioners. I think it's limited now, isn't it? So 40
because people.
Those people
call on the camera.
I'll tell you now.
No problem going to Mass in any parish.
Right, well, I'm going to get into religion, Jimmy, right? Well, I'm going
to get now, in fairness, Jimmy, when we get to level 3 in Dublin, the churches will have to go online.
Yeah, the churches are
closed. They are online at the moment.
No, you can go into a church at the moment.
What I mean that they're closed, as in there is going to be no service.
There'll be no service in the church from tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying there's going to be no amenities for people, and that's even horse racing or football. There's going to be no...
Funny, really. You can go and get your hair done, but you can't go pray to God.
But you can't get your beard cut.
What?
They can't trim your beard. Anybody with a beard that's listening will
tell you
that.
Get away from the topic there, Niall. Niall,
why can't they trim your beard?
You or Niall? Niall, who's running? Are you this new fella on here, is he?
Niall, can I ask Jimmy a question there?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Jimmy, what about Laois Offaly? What did they do when they closed, when they got locked down? They got locked down, right? They did everything right, and they're back up and running now again.
There was no
three
lockdown counties, in
three
Kildare.
Counties. There was,
there was no lockdown in Kildare.
There was,
three counties, there was.
I drove through.
See, there you go.
I
again.
Drove through Kildare.
He was in the back of the car with Phil Hogan.
Yeah, in the back of the van. Yeah.
With Phil Hogan.
The back of the van.
You could drive through the county.
Right, that's right.
You could drive through those counties. There was deliveries, there was building going on in those counties.
Well, hang on. I want to bring Trevor in as well. Hang on. Say there, Dermot. Trevor, you're a classic kid. How you doing, Trevor? Oh, Trevor, hang on. I've got to switch you on here. They turned you off. There you go. Trevor, how you doing? Oh. Account. Sorry, I'll go back to you, Dermot, there. Sorry. Dermot, you've been listening to them two there yapping away there, entertaining me for the last 10 minutes. I mean, I don't even know what they're talking about at this stage, apart from getting beards trimmed and not being able to go to Mass. But in relation to telling on each other, that's what we were talking about, this because of the Rule of Six, which will be in tomorrow. And also now we're just hearing news now that there's a possibility that restaurants and bars and pubs will all have to close and they'll only be allowed to serve takeaways.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know that. A couple of minutes ago, watching the RTE news, it was that there would be no indoor dining. Any restaurants, it would have to be outdoor, which is grand.
For 3 weeks. Now, if that's the case, I'm pretty sure gastro pubs will have to probably go by the same rules, I imagine, because the restaurants wouldn't be happy if the gastro pubs are open.
And that's all well and good, and we're living in Mediterranean.
It's all well and good. You're having a laugh.
No. The point is that we have absolutely gorgeous weather of people. You pass pubs and restaurants and people are sitting outside. But this weather's going to break and we're going to head into the winter months. And we're going to have, you know, only outdoor. Nobody will be sitting outdoor, so you might as well close. If you cannot have anybody in a pub or in a hotel or in anywhere...
I think the government are making a huge mistake. Adrian Cummins, who is from the hospitality, or should I say the head of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, he said that if the restrictions moved to outdoor dining only plus takeaways, restaurants... And this will wipe out many businesses across the capital who are now currently struggling financially. And he's right. The government don't seem to... I understand they seem to want to care about COVID-19 and rising cases. And we're talking about cases, okay? But sadly, yes, some people have lost their lives. But we need to drill down into those figures and see what the situation is and why those people were vulnerable if they were indeed in care homes. But the point is... that we're going to continue to push the economy down the toilet. We don't seem to understand trade-offs at all.
A very interesting one, listening on radio today on Pat Kenny this morning, the owner of Buswell's Hotel. You know Buswell's there?
I do, yeah.
And the rule for him is, he's already at 20% capacity. 20% is all he's at. And he says the rules are in a hotel. They have a restaurant where anybody, you and me and all, 12 months ago, could go into a hotel, have a drink at a bar, and go in and have a meal and the whole lot. It is strictly open and close the door for guests only. And his argument was, so a restaurant down on Grafton Street can allow people to come in because he's a hotel and he's got a perfectly good restaurant. He's not allowed to take in walk-ins. It's strictly guests only.
The whole thing is confusion. They're making it up as they go along, and it's all ridiculous. I mean, the very idea that as a Dublin person, I'm being advised. Now, remember, of course, that the guards don't have the power they had back during the lockdown, so they're just advising you or asking you not to leave the county. I'm advised not to go to Kildare, but I can go to Berlin. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Hang on now, you will not get, once this lockdown comes into place in the next day or so, tomorrow or whenever, if you drive out soars out towards County Louth to meet up with Coco the Clown there, or if you go down to Kildare to meet up with Jimmy the Bible Basher, or you go down towards the Wicklow Bar, you are going to be stopped. The guards will be...
What type of a basher are you?
No. Let me just clarify this for you, right? The Minister for Justice was on RTE the other day. She said, we're asking people not to leave the county. The guards, the legislation which allowed the guards to turn you around and send you home again, and if you didn't obey, they could charge you, that legislation expired. It expired 2 months ago. It hasn't been reenacted again. So the guards, they may have checkpoints asking you where you're going, but as she rightly pointed out, we haven't locked Dublin down. People still say live in Louth or Meath or Kildare and work in Dublin, and they're still quite entitled to go in and out and go to work. There's nobody being stopped going in and out of Dublin. You're being asked to not to make any unnecessary journeys.
You're advised not to travel to Dublin.
You're being advised not to. It doesn't mean you can't.
From home, work from home. And yes. That's what the people are doing.
I know. But the point I'm making to you is, it is only a guideline. It is advice. It's not a legal requirement.
Okay.
That has been made abundantly clear.
So you're telling the people that drive up to Dublin to work, are you? Would you drive up to Dublin?
No, if there's people living in Drogheda and they work in Dublin and they can't work from home, they have to go to work. Yes.
But they're not going to drive up to Dublin.
They will.
They're not going to...
And they're allowed to, under the guidelines, if they work out, or if they live outside Dublin and work in Dublin or vice versa, and they don't have the option to work from home, they're entitled to go to work.
Niall, I think you've got this arseways.
No, I haven't got it arseways.
From day one in March, April, May, or whenever it was.
That was a different story.
Through the dark days.
That was a different, absolutely different situation.
You were entitled to travel.
Yeah, but that had to be very essential. In other words, you had to be either a frontline worker, somebody doing deliveries or whatever it was, because businesses were all closed, if you remember. Currently, businesses are all open. The government has made it abundantly clear, the Minister for Justice has made it abundantly clear, that if you work in Dublin and you live outside Dublin, or vice versa, you work outside Dublin and live in Dublin, and you don't have the ability to work from home, you can go to work.
No, you're wrong. You are 100% wrong.
I am not 100% wrong. I'm 100% right. That is the guidelines at the moment. They're asking people not to make an unnecessary journey. Going to work, if you can't work from home, is a necessary journey.
So you are expecting somebody to drive up to Dublin and work in a factory with 200 people, are you?
Yes. Yes, you can.
That's ridiculous talk, Niall.
It's not ridiculous. Unless the factory closes down, of course. But the factory won't be closing down, more than likely. If you live in Louth, for example, and you work in a factory in Swords, you're quite entitled to go to work. You can't do your work from home. The factory is not being closed down.
With 200 people in the factory, and you expect people to go to work?
Well, they can go to work. There's nothing stopping them going to work. The guidelines are strictly guidelines. That's all they are. They're asking people not to make an unnecessary journey. In other words, don't be heading off to Kildare for, you know, a walk around, you know, I don't know, whatever it happens to be in Kildare, you want to go walking in some park or something. That's what they're saying.
That's rubbish talk, Dale.
Yeah,
you
it's
know
not
that,
rubbish, not
that
rubbish talk.
That is ridiculous talk.
Oh, jeez. Christ.
It is, fail.
It's like talking to the wall.
No.
Yeah, yous are all talking.
Niall, I think I'm with Dale on this one.
You're not with Dale. Damn
it,
you're wrong,
Dermot. Hello? I think you've got it slightly wrong here.
I'm not going to listen to you anymore, lads.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, because I'm telling you what the rules are, okay?
Yeah, but the rules are changing now because we're going to level 3.
Yeah?
Yes.
And this is the rules of level 3. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here for you, lads, okay? Helena's reading them as we speak, okay? Just to clarify, Helena, just clarify it there, will you?
Okay, so the advice under level 3 for work is the... Under level 3, the government's advice is to work from home unless absolutely necessary to attend in person. So with that logic, if you are living in Louth and your factory is in Dublin, and it would be absolutely necessary for you to attend in person because you couldn't do the job from home.
So you can. Yeah. The point is you can go to work.
And what's the difference with last March and today?
Because last March was a complete lockdown of the country. Every county was locked down. Those factories were closed. And the majority of them were closed. And even then... If you lived in Louth and you had a factory in Swords, a food processing factory, for example, which were all still open during the lockdown, those people still went to work.
What are you taking up straight up Louth for?
God, just using it as an example, David. Would you, Jesus Christ, would you stop?
Yeah. But the thing about it is,
Dublin are going into a lockdown. Do you understand
that, David? Hold on one second, David. Come Monday, right?
On Monday, every
Dublin are not going into a lockdown.
How do you know that?
I've just told you. Well, the restrictions that Dublin will be going to more than likely to what they call a 3.5, possibly a 4 at the very, very most. I don't even think see that happen. 3.5, so it's basically a 3, a level 3 with extra restrictions. There is no suggestion of a lockdown.
You laughed at me last week when I said it. You cut me off, and now we're going into the lockdown.
No, we're not going into.
Yes. Well, then, you know what all that
is. I personally. Next week, then. Level 5 is a lockdown.
Yeah, right, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I said it last week.
Are you telling me, that come Monday, okay?
Yeah.
Hang on, just one second.
It's been tomorrow, actually. It'll be announced tomorrow, but go on, yeah.
Okay. Are you telling me that come Monday, Dublin will be in what you call a 3.5, maybe even
yes.
a 4 lockdown, and counties all bordering Dublin
yep.
are open for business, the whole lot?
Yep.
And are you telling me that if a group of lads get into a car and decide they want to go 10 miles or 5 miles across the border into the next county to have a drink and a few beers,
yep,
you know,
yep.
beers or whatever,
yep, yep.
and they run into a checkpoint on the border
yep.
of the two counties, and
yep.
the guards are, and they tell the guards, we're just going over here to have a few beers.
First, I don't know whether there will be checkpoints, but go on. But if there is checkpoints, the guard... Okay, let me answer your question for you. If there is checkpoints, the guards could have a chat, ask them where they're going, and maybe ask them politely, listen, lads, just reminding you of the restrictions, unless it's a necessary journey, we'd ask you to turn around. But the guards don't have the power anymore to turn around and say, we're arresting you for doing that. The government are asking people to cooperate and asking people not to leave the county. They're not telling people. That's the difference.
I don't know where you got the word arrest. Was anybody arrested?
Well, there was, yeah, there was some people arrested during the lockdown. There was people fined.
Like, there was. I've had, as you know, in my business, I worked every day throughout this pandemic from day one. And I came across, certainly in March, April, May, I came across with people in my car. I picked them up going A to B. And I came across checkpoints, numerous checkpoints, and the guards would open the door and they'd question and blah, blah, blah. And on, I think two occasions they said to me, bring these people back to where they came from. Only twice.
Yeah,
so,
and the guards had the power to do that at the time, but that piece of legislation that the guards were using to do that, which was emergency legislation, expired, I think, somewhere around the end of June or July, and that piece of legislation expired. And the Minister of Justice said the other day they don't believe or they don't think they're going to have to bring it back in again because they're asking for people to cooperate. So the rule is, as in from tomorrow, if they go into 3.5 for people in Dublin, they're asking you not to make an unnecessary journey. If you work in Dublin or you work outside Dublin and you have to go to work and you have to cross the border, so to speak, to get to work because you can't work from home, you can go to work. There's nothing stopping you. It's a necessary journey to get to your job.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the rules. There's nobody saying you can't leave Dublin.
That's crystal clear, but no, well
it's not really crystal clear.
It remains to be seen, Niall.
Well, okay, but I, as I said, I don't think there'll be guards. Listen, lads, I have to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. This is not what I'm talking about. This is not what I plan to talk about tonight. I was going to ask, the question I'm asking is, would you snitch on somebody? If you saw people up the road who weren't obeying the, what they call in the UK, the rule of six, I don't know what they're going to call it over here, level 3.5, where you can't have more than six people in your gaff, including you're not allowed to bring anybody into your gaff. If you saw people having a bit of a house party, well, not a house party, even a few people out the back garden, maybe seven or eight people out the back garden for a bit of a barb on Sunday, would you ring the guards and report them if they had a hotline? The number is 087-188-0008. Sorry, stay there, Jeremy. Trevor, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Trevor?
How are you, Nanny? Well, nice to talk to you.
Good, nice to talk to you. So Dermot and David are still on the line there. Would you tell on a neighbour if you thought they were breaking the rules?
100%.
You would?
Yes, 100%. Have I a story to tell you about COVID-19? Cut a long story short, our family, just after skipping by the COVID-19, our family had it and we recovered well, thanks to God. But we have, how will I say it, a neighbour next door who loves partying and COVID-19. There's a new crave going in, I'm going to say, County Loud. People have built outdoor pubs in back gardens with taps of Guinness and taps of Heineken, and the socialising garden till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, not giving a fiddler's about...
That's kids. Rubbish.
Excuse me, you had your say, this is my say.
Exactly.
And I have called on Garda Síochána numbers of times, and they knocked at the doors, and there's no law in at the moment stopping the Gardaí having antisocial behaviour.
Well,
the guards
can't enter their home. That's the
no,
unless they have a warrant or a good reason.
Yeah, well, all they can do is ring the doorbell. But I'm telling you now, live on your radio, that I've done it dozens of times since the COVID-19. I've got the door slammed in my face.
And when you say a party, right? How many people?
Well, one stage there was eight. One stage there was nine. At one stage there was six. One stage there was only
six.
Three. Yeah.
Three. And you rang the guards for three people.
I 100% on three people. 4 o'clock in the morning and the music.
Hang on.
They're not breaking any law. They're not breaking any law.
Well, if they were banging music at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're breaking environmental laws in the first place. But look, if they weren't banging the music out, Trevor, and they were just three people having a few beers, would you have ring the guards?
It all depends on when you say would I ring the guards. There's no such thing as people are going to have a quiet pint. They roar, they sing, they keep it going and going until they have enough.
Trevor, the obvious question that Niall will be asking you, if this
hang
was
on,
12...
The question on board is, would you rat on your neighbour? And I would say, yes, 100%.
No, not at all.
Has anybody got a bit of cop on at all when there's young children in a house?
What I'd elaborate what Niall said is, if this was 12 months ago and there was no COVID...
I would still do it. 100% still do it. 100% still do it.
So it's got nothing to do with the virus. It's got to do with social...
antisocial behaviour, you're
talking
about.
No, not at all. No, hang on. Since the COVID-19...
Okay, let me put something to you, Trevor. Let me just put a question to you then. Let's rule out what Dermot is talking about and antisocial behaviour. Let's say your neighbours, you know, two gardens down, right, on Sunday, had a little bit of a barbecue at the back garden. Now, as in from tomorrow, let's say you lived in Dublin, for example, right?
Yeah.
As in from tomorrow... Most likely, you will not be allowed to have anybody from outside your family home in your family home, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no more than six people, okay? So you won't
That's
be allowed.
Correct, yeah.
All right. So your neighbour next door has eight people, maybe the sister in law and the husband and two kids and the mother over, right?
And we're talking during the day.
Yeah, during the day. They're out the back garden, they're having a few beers and a bit of a barbecue. It's a nice sunny day. Would you ring the guards?
No.
But they're breaking the rules now.
They're breaking the rules, but the rules are there to be broken. And
Well, then you're not snitching for the reasons that I'm asking tonight. You're snitching for antisocial reasons.
No, I'm snitching in relation since the COVID-19 has come in. There's a new crave, and I'm going to say a new crave in County Louth.
In Louth, particularly.
No.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Hang on, David, defend your county here.
Yeah, can I come in there, Niall?
You can.
But if I suggest you are on about six people at a party and all that, you take a fine. Take in a fine to each house.
Okay, but David, are they doing this in Louth? He said they're doing this in County Louth.
Hang on, this Louth.
You were giving out about the Dubs earlier on.
They're not doing that. What do you mean he's doing it? Did he see it in Louth today? Did he see it?
I did say Louth, 100% said Louth.
In County Louth?
Yes.
In the back garden?
Back garden, I could name 10 or 15 houses there if I wanted that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most ridiculous, stupidest talk.
Well,
I ever
you're
heard.
Living in you're
that
living
is
in
ridiculous.
Charlie and Chocolate Willy Wonka Land in because I'm telling you something. I'm dealing with my own eyes. I came from Galway and I moved up to Louth, and I tell you something, it's a different world up here, boy.
But it's not only County Louth. It's really every county in the country. It's the same.
It probably is.
So you're traveling the country and you're looking at these people having parties in the backyard and you're looking at the people and you're ringing the guards in Galway, County Louth, Armagh, or Longford, wherever you are, and you ring the guards.
Well, if you have
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
If you have kids and you have a self-imposed child in the house and the people parking out in the garage at 4 o'clock, you've been entitled to ring the guards so you can't let them come out.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, that's the law for every, before the virus came out.
People are playing loud music.
Natural enough, you'd ring the guards at 4 o'clock in the morning. You hear loud music. Simple
thing. But what I'm trying to say to you, since the COVID-19 has kicked in and people can't go and socialise in the pub.
You reckon there's more parties?
Correct.
Well, then, isn't the logical thing, Trevor, right, to actually then just open the pubs? Because if the pubs weren't closed, and the majority would be outside Dublin, the majority are closed because most of the gastro pubs are actually in Dublin. So, but if the pubs were open, people wouldn't have to have loud parties.
Yeah.
They could go out and socialise, and they could socialise while being supervised for social distancing in a pub.
Yeah, You're 100% correct.
But the government without a brain in their head are doing the opposite. As in from tomorrow, for example, it's been suggested by NPHET that restaurants, which would include gastropubs, are now not going to be able to open indoors and only offer takeaway service or outdoor dining. Now, in fairness, most don't have facilities for outdoor dining, so that's not going to be happening. And this is going to destroy the industry and also encourage people to stay at home and have house parties.
Yeah, and they'll be going to houses again. They'll be buying more cans and more celebrations in houses.
So it just seems to me like that NPHET, who are recommending this, if they want people, you know, to be in a supervised area where they're not too close together, they should be leaving these places open and opening more of them, maybe, instead of encouraging people to stay at home.
Correct.
No,
this isn't going to bring it in their head. Yeah, sorry. Dermot. Yeah, sorry, David.
I agree with you there 100%. They should have opened all the pubs together, the small pubs together, all
absolutely
over the country together.
Of course,
yeah, I agree with you there 100%, yes. They should have. I've seen that in the Midlands. They kept all the small pubs closed and the people trapped to the larger towns to have
I'll tell you one thing, David. It's amazing to listen to you. You've changed your tune because you were on with me last week and Niall last week. And last week, maybe you were just acting a maggot, but your theory last week was to shut the country down until the virus was gone.
He said that again when he came on today, by the way, but however.
So what's changed? What's changed? Like, what's changed your argument? Should the country be shut down to try and squash this virus, or should it not? Are you happy with your county and the other 25 counties in the state opening?
Okay, well, let me ask the question I think I asked you last week, David. If you were in charge tomorrow, you're Micheál Martin. I'm sure you have more intelligence, to be honest with you, but if you were Micheál Martin and the decision was yours tomorrow, what would you do?
I'd close Dublin down.
Right. Completely close it down.
I said that last week.
Shops, businesses.
Correct.
Factories, everything.
That's the only way. This virus is not going to go away. It's not going to go away.
And you think by closing Dublin down, that's going to make it get rid of it, is it?
Hang on now.
Okay, you close them down for 3 weeks, let's say, right? And the case numbers, let's just say they drop. I don't see there ever being correlations in that. But anyway, the case numbers drop down to, say, 10 from 200 and whatever it is at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
And then you open them back up in 3 weeks and then it just starts to build up again. So what are you going to do then? Close it down again.
That happened leash off the layer.
Yeah, you can't keep closing it down and opening it up and closing it down. So you destroy business, destroy the economy.
Leash off the Kildare and it got back open again.
Do you know what's going to happen here, lads? And I'm going to say this. If they go with NPHET's advice and close the restaurants and pubs, unless they serve takeaway or outdoor service, which is practically going to be all of them, what's going to happen is you're going to have people driving out of Dublin, going to Bray, going to Luke, or going to Kildare, going to Port Leash, going up to Louth, Drogheda, Dundalk, and everywhere in the surrounding counties for a drink and a meal.
That's exactly what I said 5 minutes ago.
What's the point?
That's what was happening before.
So they're just creating a problem here.
That is my argument now. That was my argument.
I think, Trevor, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I don't know who's making decisions in government with NPHET and the government, but to be honest with you, I think you could get trained monkeys to make better decisions.
Niall, they're not making... Niall, you said a second ago, if the government take NPHET's advice, that's all they've ever done from day one, and it's all they will ever do. They will not make a decision.
Well, I think the answer here is, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, NPHET should be changed every 30 days. The people in NPHET, the advice, whatever, 10 or 14 people in NPHET, they should be changed regularly because it's just a groupthink. It's the same people making the same decisions and, you know, and it's not going to change. If they change the people in NPHET, we might have a different way of approaching it.
No, well, not really, because NPHET is strictly like Fauci in America and whole lot.
No, it's not. In NPHET, you have civil servants, you have an ex-CEO or an ex-executive from the HSE, you have like a school teacher, you've got a judge-type person or a legal person, you've got an immunologist. So you've got a mix of people with different views. That's what NPHET is.
I mean, it's incredible for citizens like us to be talking and to see that this country is going down economically and for work. It's going down the fucking pan. It's going down by the day.
Can I ask Trevor a question, Niall?
Yeah.
Is doing anything about
it. Yeah, ask Trevor a question, David.
Trevor, can I ask you a question there, please?
Yeah, fire away.
Trevor, you just say you have two people in tomorrow, okay? You have two people allowed in tomorrow, okay? they leave your house and two more people come in. What happens then? And two more people, they leave, two more people come in. What do you do there? You're still breaking the law.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're still breaking the
law. So what's the question you're asking?
I'm asking. You allow two people into a house.
Yeah.
They leave, okay. Your visitors leave. Two more come in then an hour later. That's four people you have in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're only allowed two people.
So then you'll have to kick two out, won't you?
No. You don't understand the question.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, you have two people in your house for a visit, okay? They leave. Another two people come in then later on.
Trevor, do you understand what he's saying?
Not at all.
The point he's making.
No.
This man, I swear to God, he would confuse Donald Trump. give us one more pop at this one, David. I'm dying to understand this one, but go on, try it again. So,
right, the regulation around two people in the house in Dublin, okay?
Okay, mind you, it might be no people, but go on.
Right, just say for two. It's
okay,
two people
from another household, yeah.
Right, two from another household. They leave, okay?
Yeah.
And two more comes in later on.
Yeah.
That's four people.
No, if they leave, it's not four.
Two.
It is, you're not.
No, it's at the one time.
Sorry?
It's at the one time.
Two.
What?
Two people.
No, if I have five people in my family, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, or six people in my family, just to make it even, right? Okay. And me brother-in-law and sister come over to the house, right? That's seven, that's now eight people, or seven people, right?
Yeah.
Or actually eight, no, because I had six.
That's
so eight.
Many.
Well, no. At the moment, it's not, okay? You're allowed to have two people from another household, all right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as in from tomorrow, I won't be probably allowed that. Now, if those two people leave and another two people come, that's okay. As long as they're not all there together. It's at one time. Sure, that's the case, and you're adding them up as according to their leave, should there be people in your house? In the course of a year, there might be 30 people coming in and out of your house.
How did
40.
No.
Including the postman and the milkman and everything else. Or the plumber or whatever.
What I'm trying to say is, Adil, what to do
you're,
is...
You're trying
is
desperately
bring in
to say something.
Simple thing to bring in a ticket, a fine. A simple fine of 100 euros. If you have more than two people in the house, you get a caution. If you're caught, a 100 euro fine. That's
See,
the only
You know what the biggest problem in all this, right? And we've established this tonight. Is that, and I have the rules in front of me here. Is that Dermot thought you couldn't leave the county legally. You thought you couldn't leave the county legally or go to work if you worked in Dublin and lived outside Dublin. That people don't understand the rules. They don't, because they've made it so complicated and so confusing, and there's so many mixed messages and different bits of information and so many levels and 2.5s and 3.5s and 3.5 and a little bit and extra restrictions that nobody has a clue anymore what it's actually about. They've made a complete and utter bollocks of it. Sorry just to use the French there, but that's really the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, in a nutshell, and we're after 9 o'clock. I'm sorry for using a bit of language there, but I think I need to extrapolate exactly how I feel about the whole thing. They've made an absolute hames of it. At least, don't get me wrong, I was never a big fan of Leo and Simon Harris, but at least when they were there, we kind of knew what was going on. We had a fair idea. But since Micheál Martin comes along, it's nothing but one catastrophe after another. Then Stephen Donnelly comes along, and the whole thing is a complete and utter mess of confusion. Nobody knows actually what's happening anymore. People are completely losing interest because they don't understand it. I've had four people on the air tonight and not one of them understands what's actually going on. So, and I don't mean that disrespectfully to you all, by the way. I'm just saying there's so many mixed messages. Lads, listen, I have to wrap it up. Thanks very much, David. See you. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye. See you, Trevor. Say goodnight to you.
Bye.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.